And now the game where we invite highly fabulous people on to do something highly ordinary. It's a game called Not My Job. A lot of people claim to be drag queens, but the queen of them all, the drag empress, if you will, is the fabulous RuPaul. His book, Workin' It, is now out in paperback. Season 2 of his show, RuPaul's Drag U, premieres June 20th on Logo. RuPaul, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You are, without question, the most famous, the most successful, the most glamorous drag queen ever. How did you start? How did you get there?
With a pair of high heels and a dream, darling.
I bet. So where and when was this? You did not grow up in a glamorous setting, I know.
Well, actually, San Diego in the 60s was kind of a Republican glamorous, if you will.
I won't, but go on.
I'm from San Diego, but I grew up reading magazines about Andy Warhol, and I wanted to move to New York and create a star for myself.
When you were a kid, you wanted to be famous. Did you consider anything else? Did you consider being a rock star, being an author? I mean, but you were like, no.
Politics?
Yeah, for example.
Well, it's funny you say that because it is. Every time I bat my false eyelashes, it's a political statement, you know. And I started out in rock bands, and this is during the Reagan 80s, and we were trying to be just outrageous. So drag became this thing, the last taboo in our culture. So we started doing it. And the reaction I got was, wow, mama, you got something going on there. So
yeah.
I thought, okay, yeah, let's do it.
You have your second TV show. You know, there was RuPaul's Drag Race, the competition of drag queens. But now you have Drag U. And could you tell me the premise of that?
Yeah, well, Drag U is for biological women to come and find their drag avatars. And everyday women, are basically looking for the Superman to their Clark Kent or the Wonder Woman to their Diana Prince.
Right. So let's say then, let's try me. Here I am.
Oh, Lord.
I know. No, seriously. So here I am, my old man in public radio house. How would I begin to bring out my inner
Start
diva?
With a wig.
Yeah, all right, fine. Don't listen to them. They're negative Nellies, RuPaul.
Heels.
No, I'm not. Those are the obvious things. How do I bring out my inner diva?
Peter, the truth is that you do bring out your inner diva on this radio show.
I do.
RuPaul, we have often thought that, but we never had the guts to
right.
say it.
So all this time it's been a drag act. I did not know. Now, you're known for having developed your own vocabulary over the years. We've got a few of your terms here. We'll go through them. What, for example, is a glamazon?
A glamazon is someone who has taken a love of beauty and life and I listen, you know, depending on the weather or how my blood sugar at any time, you know, I can be more powerful than at other times. But it's a conscious decision to live life with a fierce determination.
Okay, I have some more RuPaul terms here I wanted definitions for. Shilarious.
Listen, you know, drag queens always love a portmanteau of combining words and making something new because this whole world is shilarious, you know, and so you have to entertain yourself with words. Shilarious is just something that is a really hooty, kiki, funny item.
All right.
Shilarious.
And let me see if I can pronounce this one correctly. Shantae? That makes sense.
Well, Chante is sort of a bastardization of enchanté from French, you
right.
know.
So that's just something you say when you're happy to meet somebody, but you don't have a lot of time. I have a question for you, though. Sometimes, is it a burden to be RuPaul, fabulously glamorous drag queen? Do you ever just want to throw on a T-shirt and jeans and go out and to the store to get a quart of milk? Or can you not do that because they'll show up in the tabloids?
No. The truth is, you know, when I'm not working, when I'm not being paid, I'm wearing some fabulous suit or something gorgeous. Listen, if I'm going to be on this planet, I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to wear gorgeous clothes. I'm going to dance. I'm going to laugh. Otherwise, I don't want to be here.
So you have a universal no-schmata policy? You never just throw on whatever you got lying around, just shuffle down the street in your flip-flops like I do?
No, listen, there have been times when I've done that, but the truth is I know that my life is so much better. It's so much more enriched if I make the effort, if I actually celebrate with gratitude the fact that I get to be on this gorgeous planet.
Well, I have seen you dressed in, I guess, what you might call male drag, really nice Italian suits. You're a very good-looking man. Is that a requirement to be a very good-looking woman as a drag queen?
What are you doing after the show, honey?
I'll text you. So you've been doing this for a long time. Do you think you're going to keep it up? Are you going to still do it when you have to do drag with support hose and gray wigs?
You know, I'll do it. The audience will basically let you know when it's time to go home.
I guess so. Well, we are so delighted to have you with us, RuPaul. And we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Gentlemen, start your engines.
That, as you know, is how you start a drag race. It's how you used to start your show, RuPaul's Drag Race. But since you do that kind of drag race, we thought we'd ask you about the other kind. Answer three questions about drag racing, the ones with cars, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's Voice and their home voicemail. Carl, who is RuPaul playing for?
RuPaul is playing for Bill Boas of Tampa, Florida.
All right. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here's your first question. Lots of different cars at drag races, lots of different classes of cars. An event might have these different cars. Is it A, diggers, floppers, and door slammers, B, elephants, shrews, and weasels, or C, mini maxis, mega minis, and maxi teenies?
I will say C.
You're going to go for C, mini maxis, mega minis, and maxi teenies? It's actually A, diggers, floppers, and door slammers. Diggers are the, you know, the rail drag racers that you think of. Floppers are funny cars, and door slammers are stock cars. See, now you know that. Now you know that. All right, two more questions.
Okay.
Dragsters require a lot of specialized equipment around the engines. In fact, each car must have one piece of equipment known in drag racing circles as what? A, the spittoon, B, the puke can, or C, the Zamboni?
Well, okay. I'm going to say B.
You're going to B, the puke can? You are right. That is what it is. It's the puke can. It's a overflow container for the radiator, you see. And they used to use real beer cans, and now they don't, but they still call it a puke can. So this is exciting. You got one right with one to go. You get this last one right, you'll win our prize. Drag racing, of course, started as illegal street racing. People still do that. For example, just last March, a man in Ashland, Ohio, was arrested for illegally drag racing a what? A motorized beer cooler, B, a Segway, or C, an Amish horse and buggy.
I'm going to say A motorized beer cooler.
Now, in order for the drag race, a motorized beer cooler, you'd have to pull up at a stoplight next to another guy who happens to be sitting on top of a motorized beer cooler.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's impossible. It could happen. But the real question is how likely you think
that would be. What are the other options,
The other options, well, I'm glad you asked, Roxanne. The other options were Segway.
Yes.
Or an Amish horse and buggy.
Well, I do know that there are Amish people in Ohio.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with that one.
You are?
Yes.
You're right. It was the Amish horse and buggy. Jacob Eber was apparently racing another horse and buggy to church, of course, when he tried to pass and clipped a car coming the other way, got arrested. This is what I want to know. If you're, you know, everybody knows that when you're drag racing a car and you're stopped at the light looking at each other, you race the engine, right? You go vroom, 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 vroom. What do you do when you're getting ready to drag race your horse and buggy?
You goose the horse.
And it goes, hey!
No, but the really cool thing, Peter, is at the end of the race where the parachute pops out of the back of the buggy.
Carl, how did RuPaul do in our quiz?
Peter, RuPaul had two correct answers, and that's enough to win for Bill Boas.
Well done, sir.
Oh, congratulations.
Dare we say fabulous.
That was fabulous.
Yeah. And he wasn't far off with the beer because there was somebody arrested for speeding on a motorized beer cooler
That's true. But
a friend of mine in Ohio sent me the newspaper clipping.
He was just in a hurry to get a good seat for the Amish drag racing.
Exactly.
You know what the infield is like at those things.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. So I got to ask you this, though, RuPaul. How is your experience in weight stacked up with all the other many things you've done?
Well, this, I think, is absolutely, by far, the most incredible experience of my life. Right
there you go. That's a man who's unafraid of enthusiasm. Season 2 of RuPaul's Drag You premieres June 20th on the Logo Channel. RuPaul, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a pleasure to talk to you.
Great.
Take care.